Now I'm going to read from my book, Woman Before an Aquarium, a number of poems before I read some prose things. I'll read the first poem in the book, which is called Mother-Daughter Dance. And this was one of those poems I had to get my mom's permission to publish, as you'll discover. She's an epileptic, and there's mention of that in the poem, which was a deep, dark secret in her life, the one thing one mustn't tell. And I told, and I said, you know, it's a pretty good poem. I said, you know, I want to put that at the front of my book. And she said, oh, you just can't do that. And I said, well, you know, I was thinking of calling the whole book The Epileptic's Daughter. So, I mean, you should really consider yourself lucky. So, anyway, we made a compromise. And now she hands out the book at the Red Owl grocery store to all the neighbors, and so we're both happy. So I'll read it to you. Mother-Daughter Dance. Because it is late, because we fought today, because it was hot and heat is an excuse to be alone, I sit in this chair stuffed with old sun, leftover heat. Our fight. The subject, as always, was history. You made me look over my shoulder. Mother was back there speaking to us in epilepsy, that language she learned on her own, the one we encouraged her to use at the dinner table. In my mind, I fell down writhing, trying to make history repeat itself, burning with translations of guilt for the men in the family. Father forced a yellow pencil between mother's teeth like a rose. You die if you swallow your tongue. All afternoon you yelled at me as I slithered nearer to her. We were doing the mother-daughter sweat dance, salt dance, sexy Spanish rose dance. You were yelling from the English language, that fringed island I swim toward at night. The pencil, you were screaming in your language, take the pencil from her mouth. Write it down. Write your message down. Are you ever a nice crew?